Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Labors for Christ, Word Life Center, Spiritual Growth and Development. We gather midweek to get our direction, instruction, our booster shot, to get our spiritual enriching word from God, so that as we interact with the world and society, we will mirror and image our Savior. So we're glad that you have joined us on Spiritual Growth and Development. This season for Labors for Christ is a very unique one. We are entering into our own territory, and as a result, we are packing. So we chose on Wednesdays for a pack and praise party. And so though most of the interaction on Wednesdays will be in the actual building where the members have gathered to pack and prepare for their new location, we will receive teaching in the first part of the session from our own apostle, and then we will go into a time of praise as we pack. Pray for laborers. Pray our strength. Pray for wisdom. Pray that God will grant favor as we go forth. We are laborers for his kingdom and his kingdom people. We desire to be vessels of honor used before the master's will. And coming up in June, not just are we packing to move, but we are celebrating a glorious governmental time of 12 years as an apostolic house, 22 years as a church, and 32 years of our apostle in ministry. Join us for any or all of our 5 worship experiences in the month of June. You will find us gathering at 1750 West 103rd Street on the lower level in the Fellowship Hall at 2:30 each Sunday. We start each Sunday with, or we celebrate each Sunday with one of the sons or daughters of Labors for Christ. And so first Sunday in June, June 2nd, we will have our own Apostle Joffrey Hooks coming back from his ministry in Seattle, Washington, bringing the word. And then on Pentecostal Sunday, June 9th, we will have Bishop Antoine Harrington coming from Florida, bringing the word of God. And then on the third Sunday, which I believe to be Father's Day, we have our own Archbishop Nathaniel Isaac bringing his church, LFC Reconstruction Center, and celebrating with us. And then fourth Sunday will be the Speaker of the House of Apostles, Ambassadorial Prophet Michael Henderson. And that weekend will culminate with this Sunday worship, as there will be a prophetic summit on that Saturday here, Judah Roar. Don't want to miss it. You want to be able to register. I believe registration is $20, and you all are invited to this prophetic summit. And actually, for 2 days, it is Saturday, and then culminating Sunday. A powerful day of prophetic teaching, activation, soaking, and worship. The seminar topics will include positioning for transformation, reclaiming and purifying the prophetic ministry, and the 8 prophetic dimensions, restoring apostolic prophetic order in the body of Christ. We have special guests coming in with Ambassadorial Prophet Mike, Apostle Larry Henderson, Prophet Stephanie Henderson, and Prophet Joanne Witherspoon. Again, registration is $20, $25 at the door, and this will include a continental breakfast and a lunch. So if you want further information, you can contact the church at 773-779-2900. And that's that fourth weekend. And then the fifth Sunday weekend at Labors for Christ, the youth explosion will happen, and our speaker will be our very own Pastor Marlette Lazarus. We encourage you to come out. We invite you to share. And we don't want to really celebrate without you. You have been the partnering and family prayer and support of this ministry and each aspect of it. And we thank you so much for it. We do want to share with you as it relates to that Saturday conference of here at Judah Roar. It will take place at Jacob's Well Church Community. That's at Jacob's Well Church Community, located at 3450 West Maple in Evergreen Park, Illinois, 60805. Again, that's at Jacob's Well Church Community at 3450 West Maple in Evergreen Park. And that Saturday service starts at 8:30 and it is over at 5:30. Remember, your registration entitles you to a continental breakfast and to lunch. So you want to be sure to register so that you will be provided for. So the month of June, exciting, exciting with our prayer and desire to actually be able to have our last anniversary celebration at Bethany on that Power Sunday. And then rejoicing and celebrating with the youth in our new location. So continue to listen for updates and progress in our going forth. Other ministry opportunities that are available in the Church on the Move is our conference, our AEN conference for 2019. Book your rooms now. For the Laborers for Christ Apostolic Ecumenical Network is hosting the Apostolic Ecumenical Assemblage on August 15th through August 18th. Our conference hope and presiding prelate is Apostle Dr. Shana A. Halton. It will take place at the DoubleTree by Hilton Lyle in Naperville, 3003 Corporate West Drive in Lyle, Illinois. You are invited to join this 21st century believers from across the United States for 4 power-packed days of inspiration that is sure to catapult you into the greater depth of revelation and the kingdom's impartation. This is an ecumenical gathering you don't want to miss. You expect some dynamic seminars, hands-on illustrations, live presentations, dramatic presentations, powerful, the art of worship coming forth, the elevation and ordination of new kingdom leaders will also take place at this conference, as well as our ecumenical network banquet. The conference fee is $65 per person, and the tickets for the banquet, individual tickets, are $35. You can register for your room currently, and our ministry block of Labors for Christ Ministry, you'll need a credit card to hold your room, and it will not be charged at that time. Overnight accommodations are $120.99 per night, and that includes a hot buffet breakfast. And that's $120.99 per room. So if you're sharing with someone, it is half that cost per night. But it's a hot buffet breakfast, two per room. So you do want to register. And again, let's us help the ministries prepare for our presence by registering and making a commitment and start our consecration for our coming together. Also this year, we are extending an invitation from a graduating class of 2019 and celebrating 15 years Hope Bible Institute and Seminary, the Apostle Dr. Sylvester Brinson, governing Apostle and Dean, are hosting the graduation September 28, 2019. Doors open at 9 a.m. It's at New Beginning Full Gospel Ministry, 16440 South Cotch Grove, South Holland, Illinois. You are welcome to join us as we celebrate and honor the achievements of the graduating class of 2019, as well as celebrating 15 years of unstoppable God-inspiring teaching, training, and transformation. We strongly encourage all alumni to be in attendance. All alumni, be in attendance, dressed in your garments. The host, Apostle Dr. Melvin Moore Sr., is the host of this gathering, church. And then get ready for the experience, which will take place November 21st, 2019. Through November 24th. So those are some, mark your calendar, save the date, November 21st through the 24th, August, through the 18th, that is our conference, the graduation is September 28th, mark your calendar. The celebration all of June. Get ready for the 2020 trip to Israel. Taking place in January of 2020. And another tour leaves in February 2020. For more information, you need to contact the AEN at 240-532-2367. That's 240-532-2367. 523-2367. I believe that the physical location is currently prepared to come online with our teaching for tonight. You are live and on the air. Heavenly Father, we thank you and we celebrate how awesome and great you are. We thank you for this opportunity to come together and share. We thank you for this worship and work experience. We thank you for each individual who is faithful in showing their time and their talent and their administrative skills to create this, to make this division come to pass. And so we pray that as our hearts is open to the frequencies of heaven, we thank you for the fresh download that we will hear today that would change us, challenge us, and transform us. We thank you that every opportunity that we come together is another opportunity to mature and for momentum to be stirred up, to see manifestation, and to live in the miraculous. We honor and praise you for this day, and we celebrate what will be said, and we are excited about what our hearts will receive, and we thank you for the growth that will take place immediately and suddenly and quickly. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. We actually want to take this time to share with you for a minute a few different things. But we have been looking at what it means as we are becoming apostolic and prophetic communities, what it means to become an apostolic community. And this community, according to Luke 5:37-38, that has new wine and new wineskins. And then just the need to rid ourselves of old wineskins, because the old wineskins or the old mindsets are exist to block and or prevent the new wine from having a resting place. And so when we look, one of the scriptures we looked at on last week was out of Isaiah, the 5th chapter and the 13th verse, and it says, "Therefore my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge, and their honorable men are famished, and the multitude has dried up of thirst." And we talked about that from the perspective of understanding is a major key in spiritual advancement. And so where there is a lack of, without the Bible says, without a vision, the people perish. But another meaning for vision is understanding. Without understanding or without knowledge, there is no development. There is no momentum. There is no movement. And so when we lack a general consensus of understanding, we end up in exile. We end up in these individual or individual, which then leads to corporate places of abandonment, a place absent from the current move of God. Now, that is not to say that we are not comforted in our mind with the thought and the remembrance of past moves of God, but that is happening to us while we are exiled, or while we're, you know, while we in this vanished mentality. So as we look at that, the scripture says, "Let him that have an ear hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto the church." And we're going to really tie all of these things together, because we're going to look at being community-minded, and then we're going to look at this scripture that I'm just probably going to be talking about for years. Out of 1 Corinthians 1:10, it is without a doubt, as I shared on yesterday evening, I'll share now, it is my prayer for us as leaders. And so we're at Word Life Center now, so as leaders for Word Life Center. And so we're going to look at that. But before we do, let's visit a very familiar passage of scripture out of Acts, the 2nd chapter and the 1st through the 4th verse. And I am sure that we are all familiar with the day of Pentecost, right? It's no profound mystery there for us. on the day of Pentecost when it had fully come. I need somebody to think of the word fully. They were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all of the house where they were sitting. And there appeared upon them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. We're familiar with that. Both intellectually, relationally, we've had the experience relationally. We understand it intellectually. We got this, right?
Yeah.
Probably, or we at least have played with it. How's that? Well, it is interesting that it says on the day of Pentecost when it had fully come. We're not even going to look at that right now. It says they were all with one accord in one place. And so I want us to consider the difference between being with one accord and on one accord. I want us to just mentally think about that. And then the Bible says, as they were gathered together with this same agenda, this same mindset, this same heart set, that this phenomenal experience happened. And what was it? Okay, and but prior to speaking in tongues, they had one sign, but they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Or the Holy Spirit, whatever we want to call him, right? Okay, so I am suggesting that they are, that is an experience that needs to happen more than once. And as we have this new wiring, this new movement, is always going to be followed up by a refilling or repurposing of the dimension of the power of God that the Holy Spirit will dispense on us that will equip us for that work. So we're going to be baptized with the Holy Ghost. We speak in tongues. We got that, right? But how have we purpose and position ourselves for that kind of outpour, for the assignment and the body that we're attached to? There's a unique quietness. I'm surprised that it's quiet in front of me. But nevertheless, and so it says when they were all in one place, do you remember the place you were in when you first? I'm using these terms very loosely right now, but when you were first filled with the Holy Ghost, everybody kind of got something mental thing in mind. Okay. We all know where this is Boston is. Okay, so are you in that place that you were in when you got it the first time? I wouldn't know.
Oh.
I don't know when you got it. Everybody was like, no. Have you received it again since you received him the first time? Okay. We moving forward. Have you received him or one accord with the them that you're playing with? I'm just reading the scripture. Oh, it wasn't my idea.
No, that's true.
So now I'm going to take it a step further with this scripture that it has probably been in the Bible since the Bible was written. Okay? And I have read this Bible a lot of times, and I have clearly, this scripture went over my head. I may have just overread it and passed it up or deleted it. Or it could have been one of them versions of the Bible that don't have all the scripture in it. So this scripture I'm about to read now was just conveniently left out. But it says, I appeal to you, brother and sister, in the name of our Lord Jesus the Christ, that all of you agree with one another. Can we just stop there? That's equal to you got to like. You have to like somebody. We think all we got to do is love them, but the Bible says, no, you got to like them in order to have love. That's equal to that, and that's what you didn't move me, because I had that. But this, let me go back, agree that all of you agree with one another. Now, let me pause. I said that this phenomenal thing happens when you're in the same place on one accord, agreeing with one another. Oh, my gosh, let me try to make this bigger. That you, all of you, agree with one another in what you say. I, this is my Evangelist Julia moment. That's the time, let me get out. Okay, with what you say, and that there be no division among you, but that ye be perfectly united in mind and thought. I overlooked it. Because I have this statement, I said we can agree to disagree. Has anybody ever? Like, I say that all the time. So, like, I just don't pause right now and ask them what the beginning is. It is now crucial to agree to disagree. Because the Bible says that you got to agree with what you say, what you think, and then what's resting in your mind in order to have a movement from death.
Considerate of one another, cultivating a life in common.
the expandable version said, I beg, urge, appeal to you, brothers and sisters, by the name or by the authority or as followers of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with each other, not be split in groups, divided in fractions. I beg you, be completely joined together, fully united or made complete by having the same kind of thinking, mind, and the same purpose, intentions, and convictions. God's word in action. Brothers and sisters, I urge all of you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to agree with each other and not to split in opposing groups. I want you to be united in your understanding and opinion. Today's Living Bible. But dear brothers, I beg you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to stop arguing among yourselves. Let there be a real harmony so that there won't be splits in the church.
Yes.
I plead with you to be one-minded, united in thought and purpose. In the New Matthew Version, I beseech you, brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to speak all one thing, and that there be no dissension among you, but be knitted together in one mind and in one purpose.
Can I ask, what was that version this morning, First Message?
No, Today Living Bible.
Today Living Bible.
So the scripture says, agree to live in harmony so that you can. Be perfectly joined together so that the end result is you can be made complete and whole.
Mm-hmm.
So loosely translated, there is no wholeness, there is no completion, there is no gate of Pentecost experience until there is agree to live in unity, get along, consider and cultivate a life of commonality, or just straight old school, or the scripture says, to understand that all of you have to agree with one another in what you say so that there is no division, but that you be perfectly united in mind and in thought. So, how many times have, well, I'll do it this way. How many times have you heard me say, whatever. About a gazillion times, right? Whatever. Because that's my way of saying, I don't agree with you. I don't even care. You do what you're going to do. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sin. Hashtag sin. How many times have we said, I agree to disagree?
Many.
Hashtag
I just
sin.
Don't
love so, that was as much as it lies within you, live peaceably. So, but, and so I got to touch on that. Are you living peaceably? Is it, how can two talk unless they agree? What are we going up in this joint if we don't agree? Where are you going in your marriage if you don't agree? You can't walk.
To court hell, to court house.
Oh, so it's very interesting because we do agree to disagree, or we whatever.
But I don't take agreeing to disagree because if you can't come to a common ground, I'm looking at it as we're not going to keep on disagreeing about the same thing that we can agree on. So let's agree to disagree.
So let's agree to not have any harmony.
Right, because it says,
or to not have any unity.
Let there be real harmony. That's what one verse said.
So then we get along because we ain't.
No, you're getting along because the enemy has you locked in boxes that will never let you. So it's one thing to get along, but we're not united.
Okay.
And so while we're getting along further apart. Because it's this great gulf fixed in the middle that's separating us because you can have your thought, you can have your thought, you can have your thought, et cetera, et cetera. It's what, 8, 9 people. We can all believe what whatever it is you want to believe, look, you go on and do you. But if there's no unity, there's no day of Pentecost that will fully come with the outpouring of his presence that is needed for this to usher in new wine. If you don't get new wine without it, if there's no new wine, that means there's no new movement.
So you're just running in place.
Right.
You're just running in place.
And
so we're not moving forward. You're still at a standstill. And then we're wondering why we haven't gotten what we need to get to because we just moved right. No movement.
And everybody's running in place is different. We're not even running in place. Unified. We don't even have the same goal while we run in place. Unless the same goal is to stay disjointed, to stay divided, to stay with split. To break up into workable groups. This is a workable group here. So this group, you going to do that because you work good together. Well, there's nothing like separating a group to work good together. So you're taking what God meant to be whole and you're giving it permission to operate fragmented. Because you look good while you're fragmented.
Well, how we fix
so then the... I love it because this is the apostolic and apostolic house. So if I look at the revelation, that's if I have an ear, you can hear them all the same too.
Mm-hmm.
You don't realize the Lord said some of you that you don't mention nobody else in the church. Yeah, right? And nobody thinks of that. Just everybody say, yeah. But you ain't got nobody else in the church.
Oh, yeah.
What's wrong with that?
They wasn't.
They quite listen? Okay. Same experience, and this is what it looked like when it came out of me.
Mm-hmm. that could definitely be next week conversation. But I think that's part of the problem why we're not on the court. We're not really looking for the same thing. You know, we all looking for a different kind of experience, or I don't know, maybe we've all judged levels of experiences. And so not everyone is coming to look for a worship experience. I don't know if that was my thought. Until we can be, what did you say earlier? More for
with. The difference between with and on one
accord. That's the difference between on and with one accord.
I was trying to see the significance in tonight's lesson was what I was studying as far as the Tower of Babel. Because when they were in one place and when they were on one floor, they were ready to build the Tower of Heaven. But God had to come down and give vision to them so that they did not hear the same language, so that they did not hear. And then when you were coming, now he's coming and saying, I'm reversing what I did with the Tower of Babel, because now I need my people to come together. I need you to hear the same thing. I need you to get on one accord. And so, in my own mind, I'm coming against a reversal of the Tower of Babel so that we can begin to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying.
Yeah. So I believe that, okay, so somebody talked about a vision board or tell the story, whatever. But I believe that there has to become a vision or story for of all of the individual words so that we can know what God is saying. Because he's progressive in his conversation. He's progressive in his thought. So he's not just saying one thing. And so it won't help us to have our part, because our part of outside of the part that it fits to is cancerous. It'll kill us before they heal us. Okay? So Ezekiel says, can these dead bones live? So, these bones are scattered for a reason. But if you breathe the story on them, they'll come together with purpose. So in the scattering, there has to be agreeing to live in unity with one another. And I think that's profound. That just has to become our prayer focus for this week, even as we begin to shift here, that we have to agree to live in unity. Or it says that all of us agree with one another. I just need you to think of one person that you strongly disagree with all the time. It was not hard for me. I had a lot of people. Just think of one person that you strongly, I mean passionately, disagree with, and not because you don't like them or something like that. It's just like y'all can never see eye to eye, okay, that you agree. And then it says that you all agree with one another. And then the goal, the prayer focus for this week is, okay, Lord, speak unity into our conversation. Speak unity. Because I was sharing this with somebody, like, okay, I understand why the Lord needs us to never agree. I believe, because if we ever agree, it will change nations if we could ever agree. And so it says that you agree with one another in what you say. Somebody just say in what you say. That's level one. And if you can agree in what you say, there won't be any division, so that you can be perfectly, think of the word perfectly, united. And then you'll be able to be united in mind and in thought. How many people are you in harmony, or are you united in your mind and in your thoughts with? How many people are you united in mind and thought with? How many of us thought it was possible? How many of us thought it was even needed or necessary? I know this scripture is just messing with me. I'm convinced that they just put it in the Bible. I'm convinced. It was a bad translation in every Bible I read. No, I'm sure, you know, maybe if I pulled some old Bibles out, maybe I highlighted it and
you know, or I'm somebody that's sticky note my Bible, I could have just put a sticky note over it because it was another thought that caught my attention, so that was heated. I don't know. But how many of us even thought it was necessary to agree in conversation with people?
I know for me, the scripture, all that is within you, live peaceably among men, I really went by that, you know, and I would compromise to probably sinful levels in order to do it. But in my mind, I was always, I'm not going to do it, but I have to do this. So by action, I did it. But in my mind and my thoughts, I did not,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so that's what the in part to that scripture says, in your mind and in your thoughts, you know, it's going to be a challenge.
It seems to me, wisdom says, I hate to call a person a fool, but sometimes you are talking to a fool. Wisdom says, you know what, if you just be quiet, then this conversation is going to end and just go ahead and let them, because they're not going to change their mind. They're going to believe what they believe. So to keep the peace, just be quiet and step back. Is that the right thing to do? Is that a sin? I guess that's what my question should be.
So now let's look at it, because that's why I wanted to paint the foundation that I painted. Let's look at it within the body of Christ. We're going to take it even one step further. Let's look at it with those that you're planted with or your neighbor, because your neighbor could be your spouse, your friend, it could be whoever you live with. Let's just look within those individual groups. Is it okay to agree to disagree?
No,
she said, now why couldn't we have just kept past it?
I know.
Would it also be that we need the puzzle pieces and everybody wrote a word on there and then.
And those words connected.
And they connected.
And we didn't mind, we don't mind parts of our life connecting with people.
We just don't want to.
But we have, okay, I don't mind parts of my life connecting. Heck, I don't mind giving a portion of my life. But what's in my mind and my thoughts and my conversation did not have to be that portion. I am I agree to disagree, or I'm more of a whatever. Like, you're not even important enough for me to put any major effort to try to agree with you, because your thoughts didn't matter to me. That's really mess. That's such a huge sin. I mean, not that God is measuring the size of it, but that's pretty mammoth. So he's saying, no, in order to live harmoniously, in order to agree to live in unity, in order to be made complete and whole, in order to have this day of Pentecost experience, in order for the Holy Spirit to rest in you and upon you and to go with you, you have to be on one accord. And the only way to be on one accord is to agree from conversation. Now, that's going to do something different with foolish jesting. Because remember, he tells you what to say. Whatsoever things be pure, lovely, true. I mean, he tells us what to say. Okay? So he takes us through all of that. And he says, look, I need each of you to agree in what you say. And as you agree in what you say, I'm going to remove the division. I'm going to remove the stuff that could divide. Okay, I'm going to do that just so that now you all can agree in mind. I think it says in thought and mind.
I like the Passion version used the word choreograph, which means it is the practice of a sequence of steps and movement. So it is intentional, you know what I mean, when you choreograph a dance. It is the practice, the intentional step. It is the art, according to the definition, of practicing and designing so that all are in one movement. So as much as frustrating to hear that scripture, it's also encouraging to know that, you know, that I have the opportunity to be in sequence with Pastor Marlette, with Apostle KP. We may not get the choreograph right the first time, but we can go back and get that design together so that we are in movement and in sequence, and we're intentional because we want it all to look the same.
I think, too, it's imperative that now that we allow the Holy Spirit to do what he can to bring to be the teacher. And I think that often that we got God, like we said, we got God, we got his name, we know Jesus, we call on him, but Holy Spirit is like a mystery almost. We don't ask Holy Spirit, you know, give me what to say, give me what's going to connect us together, because you're in both of us. So give me what's going to connect the Holy Spirit in him with the Holy Spirit in me so that we can now move forward in unity. And so I think that once we get cognizant of allowing Holy Spirit, of calling on Holy Spirit, show us, Holy Spirit, reveal hope, to let him do what he needs to do, then I think that it's going to further what we need to be as far as the gospel and the kingdom of God is concerned.
To this definition, it's developed, choreographed, developed new interpretation of existing dances. You know what I mean? So it's new, and that's what the Holy Spirit is. Oh, I do a new thing. We all had, like, we went about our old experience. There existing dances all the way in us, but what is the new interpretation of that now for this season? As he is choreographing us together.
So that's the new one.
And the only way to, according to Luke 5:37-38, the only way to embrace this new wine is to be willing to give up the old wineskin. And so that old wineskin has become familiar to us. It has served us well. And so if a thing isn't broke, why would you try to fix it? Why would you even get rid? As we're separating things and we go, well, there's nothing wrong with this, why wouldn't we keep it? Because it isn't useful in the place that we're going. It has, it served as useful. It's phenomenal, and it will be a blessing to this group of people. Mm-hmm. But for where you're going, it will become a hindrance or a stumbling block, and so it can't go to the next place. So I wanted to just share that word that just happened. Would you pray about being in... For me, it was, okay, I appeal to you, brother and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, Lord, I'm begging you to put me in harmony with my brothers and sisters according to your word in your name, and teach us to all agree with each other, okay? Teach us to agree, which if you're teaching us to agree, that's a for real, Lord. So then I volunteer for my flesh to be crucified, my flesh, my ideology, my preferences, because somebody is not going to agree. See, it isn't that we don't agree with the word. We don't agree with each other's ideology. We don't agree with each other's interpretation, our preferences, our experiences. So I can't get with your experience because it wasn't like mine. And if I get with your experience, then it will negate my experience. Okay, so Father, teach us to agree so that we'll look like you, because we can never look like you until we agree. And if we're many members but one body, not only do we have to agree, Father, show us what it means, how we come fitly joined together. In order to fit us together, you're going to shave something off of me, off of them. You may cut my legs off, you know, just so that it can fit somebody that only got legs. I mean, whatever the case may be, but I'm willing, because you said that we need to agree with one another in what we say. Now, Lord, you said if I open my mouth, you would fill it. That's his word. I open, you fill. You pour in, and then I speak what you pour in. Nothing else, nothing more, nothing less, okay? And then it goes on and says that there be no division. If we be honest, we have appreciated the division. Let me tell you how. Because we can't see. Can you think of some people you don't want to be like? Can you think of some personalities that just can't be God? So we appreciate this division, because as long as there's division, we can see ourselves from cut above. Do you see yourself equal with everybody that's around? I'll do Shonette. I'm not apostle, not pastor. I'm not even sister Shonette. Isn't that what they call you once you get saved, sister? Uh-uh. Okay. I
am the beloved, that automatically means, okay, something that's different for some other people. So when I think of other people, I don't necessarily see us all equal. Now, I don't necessarily see them beneath me. I have no need to see somebody beneath me. I don't really care where they're at because I know where I'm seated. You get your seat in the place. You just can't have that. But if we see ourselves equal, then it really doesn't matter where we're seated. Now, I'm not saying, I'm just telling you what the scripture means. So, I'm in the lot, and I do realize that. Because we are equal. And that's messed up for some people. But I'm not. I want anybody else in the lot. You know, prior to this conversation, I wasn't really worried about nobody else in the lot. I am the beloved. Other people just trying to get some love. I embody his love. Okay, that's what I'm trying to get you to understand. But so the division was not something that we necessarily prayed against. We appreciate division because it speaks to separatism. It's me and my group, and everybody thinks their group and their clique is the one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest. Would you roll with them? if you would, they would be rolling with you. But they cut off. They have no access to you and your anointing, do they, Prophet? Mm-mm. See, so now that we say it be so, but up until this point, have we said it be so? No, so we've appreciated this division, right? Thank you, Lenny. Thank you, Lord. Okay, then it says, but that you be perfectly united. So, okay, so Lord, you know, we got to now pray perfectly, which is a process. It's not even just a one-time nanu-nanu. Perfectly united. You know how the body of Christ develops and grows and what comes in and what comes out, and you mean you want to constantly be uniting me with your people? Really? So that's how we begin to pray, in mind and in thought. How many of us are willing to open ourselves up that way, to be united with some people that we thought was, they weren't even beneath us, they weren't even considered. They didn't even have enough points to qualify to be beneath. I wasn't even thinking about working on it until Minister Pat asked the question. So that's just what the word said. So, you know, in Jesus' name. And that's all we can do is say in Jesus' name. Amen. At this point, y'all, it's easier to pass. So, Overseer, we have enjoyed the ministry of Blog Talk, and to our Blog Talk family, we have enjoyed you tuning in and listening, and, we are a work in progress. I now know why we're all on this side of heaven, and so may we, every opportunity we get, may we be excited about reflecting it. May we look at each other and see each other as image bearers. And so if everybody that we see speaks to or represents the image, may we understand our part and our role. It's going to look a little different because that means we're not going to be assigned to fix everybody. There's some people whose image we don't like that's assigned to fix us because our view is distorted. So, in Jesus' name, amen. Over there, we're signing off.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. We praise God for revelation and insight into his holy word as it affects the way we go forth with one another. That ministry of one another will never leave us until we have embraced it 100% as the Lord God would have us to, because those are the criteria of the kingdom of God. And if we are to dwell with him eternally, we surely must know how to live amongst one another here on this earth. So we thank God for his patience, his love, and his mercy and grace that covers us and the process perfects us. And so we thank God for leadership that continues to bring into our awareness, the forefront of our minds, the way the kingdom of heaven is like, and that we never forget that, and that we embrace it. Amen and amen.
Amen.
And good. Amen.